and manage to be president of this country?
It's stressful, it's demanding, but it's rewarding. And you need to keep yourself healthy, and so you must mind what you eat, and then you must exercise regularly to make sure you are in good shape, so that you can, your body can take the physical rigors of the office. And so I just take it day by day and hour by hour.
That's beautiful. You have gone through the Western region, you've gone through the Central, you passed through the Eastern, and now you are in the Ashanti region.
Yeah, that's right.
Your impressions about your trip so far? With what you saw, what you met?
Yeah, the tour has been good. The tour is in two parts. One is just addressing my party faithful based on the reforms we're undertaking in NDC, and then also seeking their mandates to give me an absolute endorsement when they go to the polls on November 7th. The other part involves meeting opinion leaders and other groups. And so in all the regions I've been to, I've interacted with the regional houses of chiefs, and also I've taken the opportunity to commission some projects that, you know, are ready to be commissioned. So if you remember, in Bamiyanko, I commissioned the second Community Day Junior School. Yes. And today we're commissioning the, we're cutting sod for the start of work on the Kumasi Central Market. And yesterday we cut sod for, no, day before yesterday, we cut sod for the start of work on the Kofridwa Bonsu Road. And so the tour actually is in two parts. I also have taken the opportunity to meet the business community. So in Western Region, I met the Association of Ghana Industries, Chamber of Commerce, and businessmen in the Western Region, and we had a very wonderful interaction. And then yesterday evening at the Golden Tulip, I met a huge number of Ashanti businessmen, and it was a wonderful interaction. You should have been there. It could have gone on and on and on. We started at about 8 o'clock and we ended after at almost 11 o'clock after, you know, hours, and it went very well.
Wasn't that fruitful?
Yeah, very, very. They raised a lot of the issues they consider to be challenges, and then we discussed how working together with government we could resolve them.
Let me bring you again to a central region where political pundits believe that it's a battleground when it comes to elections, and your party is asking for 1 million votes. I'm not too sure whether you were consulted before this pronouncement was made, but your opponent basically is also calling for 80% of the votes from the Ashanti region. Now, what it means is that you left with 20%, which is less than the 1 million votes. I'm not too sure if the 1 million target is a bit overambitious, whether you believe that you can get it.
The target of 1 million votes was set by the NDC regional branch, that is the regional executives. I mean, that's the target they set themselves to work towards.
Okay.
And I think that targeting is good, and I believe that if they work hard, they can achieve it. Because if you look at the trend, I think that NDC is on the rise in Ashanti region. President Kufuor in 2004 got 76% of the vote, and then in 2008 Nana Akufo-Addo got 74% of the vote. That's a drop of 2%. And then in 2012 he got 70% of the vote. That's another drop of 2%. And so it means that his poll numbers are coming down in Ashanti, and NDC is going up in Ashanti. And so our regional executive have set a target based on the track record of the government and what we've done. They believe that they can substantially increase our votes here, and I'm encouraging them to do so. Ashanti is nobody's battleground. It's an electorate that we all must try to garner on our side. And if you notice, Ashanti is important to the NDC because it gave us the 12th highest numbers in the polls in the 2012 elections. It gave us the 3rd highest numbers. And so the Ashanti votes are very important to NDC.
Let's go into some sectors of the economy now. We'll start with the what you're coming to do in Ashanti, basically cutting the sword for the Kumasi Central Akeja renovation. Now, how is it that important to the life of people here? And especially when you've talked about transformational agenda, the specific that probably you want to know and how it's going to benefit the people of this country.
Markets are an important infrastructure or facility because they promote the exchange of goods amongst people. And the Kumasi Central Market contributes a huge amount to the GDP of Ashanti because it's the largest, most popular market in Ghana. And this is a market that people come to from Burkina Faso, from Cote d'Ivoire, and even from Togo, from many countries outside Ghana. And they come to exchange goods and services here. And so a market like that, you know, we cannot let it be in the state in which it was, where different people just put up stalls and then they connect electricity from one store to the other, you know, and I mean there are all kinds of electrical, you see the fires that kept occurring in the market because it's not a well engineered market. And so we decided that, look, Kumasi Central Market is important. Ashanti is in the middle of Ghana, and it's the crossroads from all parts of Ghana. If you're coming from the north, you come to Ashanti. If you're coming through Volta, going to the north, you go through Ashanti. From Western, you go through Ashanti. So Ashanti is positioned in such a place that it is in the middle, and therefore the market in Kumasi has become very important for exchanging goods across the whole country. And so it was necessary to engineer this market and make it a place that is convenient for that business to take place in order to enhance its contribution not only to the GDP of Ashanti region but also to the GDP of the Ghanaian economy. And so that's why we decided that, look, we're going to finance this project and create a more conducive atmosphere for the hardworking traders in the Ashanti region. And so we're cutting the sod this morning for, it's going to be the model market in this country. It's going to be the most modern, you know, with so many facilities, sanitation, sewage, everything. And so I think it will be a good thing.
Concerns have been raised as to where people there now would be going. The KMA has given indications as to where they should go, but people are still raising agitations. I'm not too sure if you've been there yourself, but you think that if we give the KMA time, you give the government time, and this project is completed, it's going to better serve their interests.
Yeah. Often people are very reticent when it comes to change and modernity. And so anytime you're doing something that is progressive, there are people who prefer the status quo and so will become a stumbling block. There is the very famous case of the Koforidua Zongo that is spoken about when Minyila decided to relay that whole Zongo and modernize it. I mean, there were several people who resisted and said they were not going to move. Today, Koforidua has the most beautiful Zongo in the whole of the country. Roads, start, I mean, it's water, services, power, and everything. And so, normally, at the beginning of such change, you would have obstacles. But I think that the KMA and the local Ministry of Local Government are the authorities responsible for resolving these issues. And I think that in conjunction with the leaders of the traders, they should be able to find a suitable alternative. This, the kind of construction this particular engineering company is using, it's a very fast build technology, and so the inconvenience is going to be for a short time. They'll be relocated for a short time. As soon as the first phase of the project is finished, several of them will be relocated back into the market, and the engineer gives a time frame that looks very, very fast tracked. And so I think they should just bear with us. They will find that the end result is much better than they used to have before.
I like to use the American style. So, Mr. President.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's easier than his excellency. His excellency.
One area that is really bothering Ghanaians in terms of the economy, the area of our debt, our borrowing trend. And we've heard stories, the fact that we borrow to our threshold where we cannot borrow again. I just want to take your submission on that one.
Yeah. It's not peculiar to Ghana that we go onto the credit market to raise financing for critical infrastructure development. It's not a bad thing to borrow. If you borrow and you use the resources for productive purposes, it is a good thing. And all the monies we're borrowing, we're using for productive purposes. We're using it to expand the ports. We are expanding the tax credit port. You know, we are building roads. I don't see that building roads and opening up the country is a bad thing. We are building hospitals in order that our people can have access to better quality health care. We're building schools, you know, and we're doing all the things that, you know, would create a better life for Ghanaians. And so borrowing in itself is not a bad thing, and even developed countries borrow. But if you borrow and use the money frivolously, then it's something bad. But let me also explain that we're not on threshold where we can borrow anymore. There's no agreement to the IMF that we can borrow anymore. In the homegrown policy, what we did...
Is that a true...
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We can borrow. Non-concessional credit is accessible to us. A concessional credit is accessible to us without any limits. But then we agreed that we would limit commercial borrowing, because commercial borrowing has higher interest rates, and so we'll limit commercial borrowing. And so that's exactly what we're doing. But if you calculate our debt to GDP, yeah, people have bandied about figures, but our debt to GDP is 62.5% thereabouts. But that is because we've taken a new way of calculating the debt to GDP. In the past, as the SOE debt was not included, it was separate from government debt.
Right.
And so government debt was only the debt that government had taken directly for social services and so on and so forth, or government had given guarantees for state-owned enterprises to borrow. Now, since the IMF program, it was agreed that all SOE debts would be calculated as part of the public debt, except for GNPC.
Okay.
And so it's only GNPC whose debt is not calculated in the public debt. And that is why you see that the debt has gone up to 62%. Now, what we've done is, it doesn't mean that of that 62%, the debt that is owed by the SOEs is going to be totally paid by government. We've asked the SOEs to open debt service accounts, and they must escrow part of their revenues in the debt service accounts to pay off the debt that they have incurred. And so government is going to pay some of the debts, but some of the state-owned enterprises are also going to pay their debts. And then the new policy we've come with up with is that the state-owned enterprises should borrow on their own balance sheets. Government is no longer going to provide those credit guarantees.
Okay.
And so Ghana Airport Company has started, and Ghana Airport Company has gone on the credit market and have raised in excess of $200 million, with which they have repaired the new arrival hall. They are building the old whole airport. They are going to upgrade the Sunyani Airport. They are opening the Wa Airport. And they are building a new terminal in Kotoka Airport, which we call Terminal 3. Ghana Airport Company has done that on their own balance sheet. And we're going to let all the state-owned enterprises, Gapoha and all the others, borrow on their own balance sheets. And so I don't think the debt is something that we should be worried about. The investment that has been made in this country will pay off enough to be able to resolve those debt issues.
We're still live on 92.1 megahertz. This is Garden City Radio, and we're privileged this morning to have His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, here in our studios, and we're just having a chat with Mr. President.
Yeah.
When you went to the Central Region, we heard you try to speak the Fantasy.
That's right.
Are you struggling?
You know, I learned to speak Cree, Ashanti Cree.
Okay.
You know, and so the other dialects of Cree are not as easy for me to take as possible. And at the time, I started to learn Kwapim Cree. And then I have a lot of Fanti friends, and so I've picked up a bit of Fanti.
Oh, okay.
But often the Ashanti tree is so powerful that when I start, you know, then it comes through, you know, and then I have to slide back into Ashanti tree, yeah. So, but I feel comfortable speaking tree, yeah.
If the president feels comfortable, then for the sake of those people listening to you at KGTF for now,
And promptly, no share Kumasi Central Market, and your Nettina. Mipa Bibri, if he to Seko Divoa, Burkina Faso, and a Togo, Ebe Dija, Ewo Kumasi Janum. Na and Kofofi Ghana, Afenina, I just say, and Srim, Fantimen, Bibia, Volta region, only now about Kumasi Ebe Dija. Na send a Najani Citiano. I was say, ye no fofo, send a Beya. Butaya esiswa eniti Kumasi Jano etimi etu mpono eno ebe bako mfaswa enti ye kunya busia ye di esi Jano fofo. It is going to be the most modern market in Ghana. I just say ebe ma omu inya facilities bia omu hini bia omu sanitation, sewage, bibia garbage collection, bibia ewo sae Jano. I just say ebe ma omu a ombe tinye di ja ewo sae Jano so ebe kosro. Because the number they say omu tinye enya stores so Kumasi Central Market ni limited. And he said, yeah, you draft for now. It can take almost double the number of people who currently are doing business there. And the idea is, yeah, Kumasi will really be proud of his market.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, Amra, yeah, Busia, yeah, Bono, and some IMF conditions are nipping na MP. Now, so maybe I will say, yeah, the problem because of you maybe are you full say, never say, yeah, you to me, yeah, maybe I see, yeah, you to me, yeah, now. What can I say, IMF, yeah, yeah, you would want to say it will be the last time what you ever call IMF. We mean, I will see what war, you know, so I will na near William Wati and here, which we cast them.
Mamisha said, Bosia, some no. Bosia, the fee in Kuma Beso, your brother, if you say, and put to Germany, be a while. See, a share at toa, you know, you travel Ghana, ha. Yeye timi mfasa isi kano enye tisea akoso mudam abia isi akoso mudam wadi yetu nina edi ya yeye timi nye akoso mudam yeye mkuma kwa bobo siya ewa amanane edi beya akoso mudam na se mipawa bobo siya ndi enye adi boni meyesho se ye mame numone huwa mwa umi nye edi jani adi adi yobia kwa bobo siya kaka edi dani no huwa mibwa enti yenka ka se abai akobo busia de nya de eya de boni na eya de a udi sika no yo se ukobo busia na udi sika no mo sa ende che se enya de papa enso busia ya buni na ye bi ejuma ye bi akwan obi ase ye mbe ye ne kwan ye ko yesika wa hini akwa ye kwan no obi ase o pe hospital obi ase school ye nkwada almost 300,000 children into Minko secondary school because we don't have enough secondary schools. It is about Kobo Busia, AC schools, AC hospitals, and we are acquiring expanding ports, providing electricity, water, and no meaning this area at the money. But you almost can say, almost say, yeah, Bobo Busia, ma, abeso ya kumu. It's not true. Ya ni se, ya ni IMFO, esha si se, ye jumano. Ye decided se, debt, no. I buy your friends and say to an enterprise over friends and trick us
off.
I buy Jumeco to say Gapoha, Ghana Post Company Limited, near Kakankahono. Omoka, Omo Digina, you're calculating na at the top, a bank can also. Before, and yes, I'm your calculating, no. Omoka, your Omoka. And our bank council at that different age. And so I say, you calculate your money now at the camp, you're the other one. And it's about 62.7%. But then also, you're here in CCSM, you're here. A canoe, or one can be to our dear. And the amount only may be in your friend a debt service account. I just say, Omusika Kaka, maybe at 10%, 20%, you had the best two accounts. Now, you have to say, Cano, Abra, Cano, what's a Yuchiano, now you have to Efimu, now you did. In the mind, which I can almost only to America. But for purposes of calculation, Omo Cano, and I did so. engine higher 62.7%. And then yeah, they are at trying. We are still allowed to borrow concessional. Concessional, yeah. Bosia, Uborua, interest rates near very, very low. And no, Ebia, a buying, a buying, any to me, any as a Bosia, and Ebia, Germany, a buying, as a member of Bosia. Umba Bosia, only to me, my interest nearby 2% and not 1%. But your commercial borrowing, so, and all come onto the marketer, Utimi Konyano, Ebia, 6% and not 8%. And see, I don't know commercial borrowing, you know, yes, say this year, you can borrow more than $500 million. And see, I know you have the limit at also. Next year, so you have the limit, but also. So, anyway, yeah, your commercial debt, you know, and cost road because of interest rates, you know. But concessional debt, the limit be any so.
Now, why you apply with the schools?
Yeah.
But your critics would also say, say, these things are mandates of every government. Your trauma mawa, also my schools, and so my appointment, and so my hospitals. And he said, why are we in Nanoa? A idea, and he said, your bo abaso, I won't because I was away. Now we in Nano, a best friend, it would cheer your canamayana.
Near Okan, you say, near Mammy Carson, you say, what say, yes, say, Yakoji Bosia. And then I may show me, your debosia, and I. Ah, make us say, okay, Jibusia, now all the year at the phone, and no, and same for that. And he ain't in a mechanic, yeah, you know, man, Cassa, same say, Ubiambo, my basso. Yeah, I'm saying, you say, you use schools, you use hospitals. Now, we see school, we don't expect to say, Ubiyan for so school, so. And then, oh, yeah, yeah, said, yeah, say, yeah, ain't in a make us say, we'll share your tona at that one. You to me, BS are schools, no, a man called in your school, no. And you know, a B, Yaji, Bosia, for instance, 23 World Bank, I'm a ye. Yeah, the World Bank, Bosia, NAC. But, Niakano, 50, 100 schools, no, and no, Yah, Yasika, and YDC. The first 50, Yah, Nature contractors, no. Second 50, so Yah, awarded, Yade, Abainsika, Big Chair. But 23, no, World Bank, NRG. And Omusi, Omutia contractors, Omama is a case of infantry contractors. No? And to make us 123 schools, Eguso, I just say Omu Yahuichuma.
IMF,
IMF, M. Mobosia, Emma Abani. IMF, Matnia, Bofocus, and your friend, the balance of payment support. Then we are called to central bank. In terms of PKS, bailout, IMF bailout. According to the IMF, they give it to support central banks, especially almost for near friend of foreign reserves. And to Abayan Kasa, IMF, and first, KBIA, MIA. And the bailout is not to government. The support is balance of payment support, and your friend. Now, the American is saying, every 4 years, I say, you and me, you better try bar near the other. Now, I just say, pressure be other than a bank, so you be up. I just say, after your election year, no, or be up, no, and they are, and they say, okay, I say, open see a bay open, and I see a hospital, and I say, a way, and I say, I buy each my year for a pay increase in salary, and I'll be. It could do election year, not. At the pressure about that government also, budget or more to say, and she can say, BD, now say, na at all, at the back. We don't need pressure about expenditure, so no. Now expenditure not call over budget, so no. Now say, expenditure call over income, what if we see us in, then I say, salary, a 1,000 Ghana. Now, every month we see we be 1,500 Ghana. Next year, 500, no, also, we call it baby. So, 500, no, refer the deficit. And it is by expenditure, by saying the income. Now, difference are a war between income and expenditure, no, your deficit. Now, so deficit, no cost, right? It was a buying echo bureau, a bank. And the finances are deficit, no. Now, no, 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 no Sakosun, and not at the Mark at the back. And to say about your discipline, the next expenditure, send a bear, young co bank, and co borosica to finance the deficit. And to make us say, you must be disciplined in the election year. And to your budget, your co parliament, November year, every year, not parliament approval, so parliament approval. We are using our budget no more. So, a bus will see a trauma, you be trauma, but any budget no more, I will sanction payment. That's what I'm saying. So that we keep within expenditure. Because every 4 years, so you have a destabilization of the economy, you have a IMF, you have a new one, you have a stabilizer after another time, you have a new one. I hope you say this will be the last time we'll go to the IMF because I am determined to be disciplined on the fiscal side. We are preparing the budget. Anybody who has any claim on government budget.
My family has come up my dad, Yakuma Funso, Ewa Santimim, a health insurance. Now, we get it. Eka, say, Obai Didi Omampeni, health insurance. A button. My main can yeah. Mimi says I have something and I can do.
Social insurance BR your friend is sustainability. I just said yeah a bema sa insurance no it to me I don't know how to put it, but in English, to make it sustainable over time.
Mm-hmm.
National health insurance, only a calculation, no. At the rate at which subscribers no join, no. By the year 2010, Semikaya, it was supposed to have been no longer sustainable. And to the fact that after beyond 2010, in 2015, it is still operational, shows that government is doing something good. So I'm sure the number of subscribers are it's increased phenomenally. I should say the number of diseases near the account because the more sicknesses you put on, the greater the draw on national health insurance. No, and so what I've done is my safety app committee to look at the whole health insurance again. Now, say you know, you're the consultant about your again, Mr. Chris Atim, on the lead, sir, you know, expert in health insurance. Into our share science is here in Bloom and looking at the trajectory, no, I share funds are a warfare, you the good health insurance, no, so that the sustainability, you know, a bequeen. A bit more say, yeah, fact will be into her and add some more money in. And but me say, almost share semi CHT, how many subscribers there are? Normal share in the next 10 years, how many subscribers and a bit joining? And then based on that, you bet me what the funding should be. And based on that, you bet me share no send a health insurance, you bet me. But from calculations, I mean, some you know, I don't remember the year, but by 2010, now I was say sustainability, you know, every year. But we've kept it going beyond that to 2015. Now, yeah, it's for Senebeya, it will be more efficient. For instance, claims, it will be more fraudulent claims. And yeah, the year networking of the health insurance, Senebeya, every facility will my health insurance services, you know, you better network. And it's all my treatment now. I was saying enter treatment, you know, as quickly as possible. But Mamenka, it's so health insurance, no, in Guye, Eguso, Yejuma, and government will make sure that health insurance no, in Guda.
Okay, health insurance still on 92.1 megahertz. And still on health, Yapomuji, and would you say that the Ashanti region has had a fair share of health infrastructure development in yes. Your administration?
Yes. Actually, you share health facilities no fairly across the country. Region via in every region. Share Ashanti region. What has happened is Kane na Ashanti region confirm not here. And a pressure in Egu confirm not so. You had some smaller health facilities, but as I said, Konfanoche, so, and you decided, you said, you be easy pressure on Konfanoche. And see, in your Sikasi, a year second military hospital. And see, I know we decided to say Emra Kumasi. And to make us say that project is ongoing, my name is Wakosha. Yeah, but that project is ongoing. And see, I mean, yeah, some of the pressure on Konfuanoche would move. Aside from that, you see another new regional hospital for Ashanti. And we have 500 bed hospital, brand new. So that, and also, a bit easy pressure need be a free Konfuanoche so. And so that is ongoing. Aside from that, you see hospital for Famina.
Mm-hmm.
You see hospital for Tepa.
Mm-hmm.
You see hospital for Bekwai. And then we're also building small clinics and all over the place. And I know Ashanti region has been well served for local medical facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, recently, so about a few years ago, yes, sir, in Fidia, we confirmed not changing X-ray machines, scan machines, everything, yes, sir, you know. And we've done quite well in the health sector, not only in Ashanti, but Ghana.
Let's come to education, Mr. President. It's one area where now your political opponent says that you will not come up openly with any policy other than that you will take it up. When he came up with a free senior high, you took it up. Now let's look at the free senior high policy that would be or is to be implemented from this year. No,
The constitution, ECA,
what it takes Ghana City Penny Prison.
Debbie, okay. Your constitution, ECA, it says that we shall introduce progressively free senior education. And the, you say, your Bessar say, with their students. And the, your listed fees are these students, ETM. And we've taken all those fees out. We've abolished those fees. Now, Sarosha, some of the schools almost apply and quadrano with sandals and uniform. What do I say? That is still the responsibility of the parents to provide sandals and uniform. But all the other fees, sports fee, examination fee, all the other fees they were paying, and that may launch a free education program. I listed all those fees. And they are calculated fees by the number of secondary schools. That day, I presented a symbolic check to the Minister of Education. HSA Sikano, we have paid it into the Ministry of Education account. So Ministry of Education has paid the monies to the schools. So the schools are not supposed to charge the parents any of those fees. If there are any other fees the parents are paying, we need to look at those fees and see whether they are authorized by the Ministry of Education. Because your name schedule of fees are also nuclear. And so it's okay, sir, you use our fees, you know, and you still are paying a substantial amount, then it means there are other fees that they are not authorized by the Ministry of Education. And there are no member Nana Jin Opoku Ashe. But it's progressive. And so this is the first step. 2016-2017, you better increase the amount. And Yamaka is saying, we'll also start with boarding students. Boarding students, you better take on fees, maybe. Send a bear. Or how are that our phone also, and also ever perform Kaka.
Let's see, this program that the World Bank is bringing, especially for our day school, 23 now, we can't ask them. But if you are
here, if you are here, and now, aside from 23 now, yes, you know, another 50 schools in Ghana. Yeah, but trim in terms of more hostels, classroom blocks, any facilities are only here. Send a bear, I'm betting me a fat and quadrano more, it was schools no more. And a World Bank program, you have a secondary education, educational improvement program, SEIP. And the Sikano Mumayano is in three components, one for community day secondary schools, 23 of them. Then the other is for expanding another 50 secondary schools across the country. Senebe, I'm going to offer more children. And then the third is for contents. I just say scholarships come home. 10,000 young students, especially girls, 60% girls. Ebenya scholarships to be able to go to school.
Okay.
And also come home. Then apart from that, Omo, a program to improve math teaching, math and science teaching in selected secondary schools. In Jombet selected schools are Omo Nyadia in math and science. Na your training teachers no near ma omu learning aids. Send a bay as our schools will be catch up in terms of math and science learning. And you also can start a secondary school educational improvement program.
Diamond City Radio 92.
Jimbusa Energy in WhatsApp. I'm just here, no, we'll be like I say, a year. Aha. Not as the soul wishes, but a year. And Yoma Akwe, a name Amaye. Na dabe pa na adiem atimchona yi
ya ehami energy no eye in simple eye say why economics are demand and supply. Demand and supply are not in balance. Demand abesting supply and you nya enough electricity in the system na nyama na basa no is partly climate change. For the last 2 years, rainfall has not been sufficient. And the many workers say, across the dam, normally by this time, a bed that 155, 160, a chest air costro. And then many workers say, across the dam, that 144 meters. Now, minimum operating feet, you're 1.4. 1.40, yeah, that just 4 feet above the minimum. 4 feet above the minimum. And see, for the last 8 months or more, across the dam, you're running at half capacity. I just said 3 units per energy, Juma. Across the dam was 6 units. You're running only 3 units. And there's just a 50% of that is shut down. And 500 megawatts of Akosombo is out of the system. Now, by the end of the rainy season, CSHE, NASA, and COSRO, PAPA, NLCS shut it down another turbine. Send a bayer, we can preserve the integrity of that dam. And it means that I will say, you have more thermal power. Egum. Now, thermal power, no, so we use light crude oil and our gas. Nyamia dunia yenya gas offshore. Ah, ya started processing. Inti meka say abwazi yenya gas. Inti tiko planta efeno tiko ena ni efeno tapko. Nini yenuno? They are currently running on our own gas. Na ya gas no ewo west, ewo abwazi area ho e trouble. Na oba tema ya wosuno na sogli. There were TT1P, there were TT2P, there were mines reserve plants. There were plants, there were 5 or 6, Ewotema. Now, Omo running on West African Gas Pipeline. It is a West African Gas Pipeline, Amagasa. Then we don't have enough gas in that enclave. And here, the Eferno East, West to East connection. Ah, it says, there were excess gas for Wester. You need to be a pipe be a tema. Now you use your gas instead of relying on WAPCO. Now a cabby down from a West African gas pipeline. Now your man bass anything. If you need the West African gas pipeline, no, should be a blue pipe, no. Samokaya, it was in 2012. Should be a blue pipe, no. And to that gas name medium. And for more than 1 year, no was a VRA, Edio Musika to light crude oil. Now, light crude oil no, is the most expensive fuel you can use. Now, if your tariff are you any light crude oil now, VRA, etonal, it affected VRA's balance sheet. Into a brand gas, the sign by, you know, let's just say, on the balance sheet no, is affected. They didn't have enough reserves the way they had. And the gas which you know every year in Kakra, but arrangement I know your uncle Nigeria for a drone is Arrears no will be refinanced and paid over a period of time, but VRA they keep up with the current payments. And to make us say we've paid up to July, August payments across it still there. And we owe only for September. But your legacy debt, we are at that point, you know, my agree, say we will refinance that over a period of time. And to make us say, MNPC boss or back Ghana, Miss Andy delegation for Nigeria, and your more caucus, I mean.
Radio with a difference. Zoomaker FM. 95.7 Radio with a difference. Zoomaker FM.
Extended accelerated generation emergency power. No, if we say echo, make us say your plant, your DBC about 250 megawatts, your friend of the Ameri plant, and no, a warship so are ever, and you may be a satiba. I just say, yeah, civil engineer, no, send a bar, your befix, and you're a 250 megawatt plant, and your friend of power ship, no. It is set to sail. I know a planter, boat, so into a bar, you just anchor it and you connect it into your grid. And you see a 225 megawatts, and then also is on track. And soon assembly AC phase 2 of a more plant, and 180 megawatts bare ready by the end of the year. And it is all the car and no one, we're talking about almost 600 megawatts. Of power coming into the system. Then yeah, your plant VRA, I friend Pontema plant KTPP, and also another 220 megawatts plant, and also we are starting testing in November. And here tested now be BI final. Then it means we will start running it. But yeah, actually say we be using more thermal power. Now share power now. Hydro is the cheapest. And a thermal here the most expensive. And you say yeah the hydro across on boy man say the hydro no more a guma. Now the thermal mechanwa na ama a tono ye chiano abasom. But senior air cono cheaper power no I say because of water level no yen to me and far more in gum say you be using more thermal power. Now share thermal power ne boy then chain hydro. And we might have to pay if we want reliable power, if we genuinely want reliable, sustainable power. And they try you to channel a because of Kakra. That's the point. You know, we've seen how it is. Why for a generator now to petrol boom now to diesel boom? It's far more expensive. Actually, we are ECG demai. And say a reliable power, we are casting and pay boom so bioma. Anyway, we might have to pay a bit more. Yes.
That is the reality.
That's the reality. Because the hydro that used to subsidize our power is no longer available. Because the whole of next year, I'm sure yeah, we'll use only 2 units of Akosombo. And that's our dam, we'll shut down 4 units because of the water level. 1.44 feet. And minimum we pay to year 140. Normally, by this time this year, at the bare 155, 160. And it's a worrying signal. Enti fa suhum kwa nso ene be si
ufa suhum apedwa kwa nso
ya ufa suhum kwa nso ene be si apedwa the riding surface is okay. Now, on my one lane, in Tiakasa, you have the asphalt in the big star one lane, no, so near you and no. But almost that, which means that they are forming the other lane at the home. And see, you'll be aware all the traffic will be on this one. Senebea, Ibenya, Klein, Nyaye, and that lane, no. And see, projected, so. But quite near come up.
It was leading me to my next area, which is roads.
Yes.
The last time you commissioned some cocoa growing area roads, BIA. Road sector under your administration, you know. Last time I used from Anyang Fruit Bowl or so. I was impressed.
You saw the change?
Yes. I did. I was impressed. But road sector, not the same.
No, road sector, no. We are making the most massive improvement in roads because. So here, you're from developed countries, to say USA, the United States became what it was because of the great highways of the US. I just said, Nipa, any goods, it will move freely across the country. And change its income status. The way in which goods are transported efficiently. Now, so when you are it increases the cost of transport and makes you uncompetitive. And to me, imagine saying the basic complaint most people were making in this country were roads. Because Saudi telecoms, you are pretty egugana hinina. Baby, I could be our telecommunications. You are connected to electricity, you know, after South Africa, you are the second highest with access to electricity. It means the number of people connected to the national grid. We are the second in sub-Saharan Africa after South Africa. 76% of our people have access to electricity. We should ensure. I think Namia Dom, Galon, now you could talk about you know, Abefom. And there are a lot of the things, health facilities here, education facilities here, you see dormitories, hostels, a lot of things. And the common complaints all over, especially Ashanti, Eastern, and other parts, you know, including, you know, all regions in the country, the common complaint was about the roads. And the AIA said, look, we're going to invest massively in the road network. Senebeya, Ebema, Yotimi are transporting goods and services easily across our country. And to me, who soon said, I buy Okwa, and to me, and to me, I said, Yanukoko bought for AIA and she said, every year, Sikombekwa Kojino. Almost $150 million at the battle into the road sector to improve the roads in the 6 cocoa growing regions. And the Sahara regions know the cocoa roads improvement program is ongoing. Now, ISRNO, it frees up government of Ghana budget to be able to do the roads in the other regions that are cocoa growing. And the GOG budget, you know, so yes, skewed in favor of Greater Accra. Northern, Upper East, and Upper West, because they don't grow cocoa. And then cocoa improvement program, no. Yeah, they are not the other 6 regions. And it's all share all over the country. Road works are going on. And by the time I'm there, you know, we'll see that we have got, you know, quite good roads. Cocoa improvement program, roads improvement program, a 5-year project. And I think in the second year of the program, I think no more award the phase 2 of the contracts. And here was phase 3, here was phase 4, here was phase 5. And here we year phase 5 in 2019, no, we would have covered, you know, all the roads sufficiently.
We're still with the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. We're going for a very short commercial break. We'll be back. Very short commercial break.
I'm
His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. And so, His Excellency, we just finished with the roots. Some few messages here that I want to give to you. Now, we, the rice farmers in the Ashanti region, want to thank the president for cutting down rice importation. We will vote for him in 2016. That's why it's coming from Fidelis, Guamai, Ashanti. The issue of poultry, rice importation, and things like that has affected our budget so much. With this new policy that you've come up with, how is it going to help our local farmers?
Under the agenda for transformation, one of the objectives we set ourselves, but I back one, you do see, you do so, and they say, I'll see how you'll be a friend of import substitution. It drew economic terms now. I told you, I'm a metrino. I am being a kind
of
agenda for transformation. No, you have to see it be economy no more. And now you're my economy, you're export led.
Okay.
I just say, you're net importers, you're net exporters. I just say, and you're my the call a man on the value and I'm a sicano ever saying, yeah, the bano. What is happening now? They say, you're crap and you're my bad Ghana. Chase me, yeah. The call. Anything that a deep pressure at $2 or so. Now, so show you money be a yada bar. A yada, you beat me a year or ha. Anything and Pabua say, you share and Pabua. Your police for soldier for near imported boots. If you China, maybe be brave. And you say, ah, you shoe factory. I bet me a shoe factory. Now, Mato and Pabua no home. Anything and I say, shoe factory. You produce police boots, any customs, any sanyo man, you produce it in our. So, Oshé, a city, a crack, a city, $300 million every year. Now, so far, a city, a more fish, poultry, cooking oil, and your mother says, yeah, and a tomato, you crack $1.5 billion worth every year. $1.5 billion. And you share sano, you say, oh, and you may be also eating your ha. And you say, you share baby or mudiamo, ah, you say, you edif, and my support to rice growers. And it's also between 2013 and 2014, and more local production cost by about 60%. And then make us say, private rice mills. In November, maybe be a new private rice mill, I want Yangpala. Na se oko soga kopuwa Brazil for also have the rice mill for all. And there are new private rice mills coming up because local production air costro. And a baby maybe say it to me a costro sa a baby maybe na a chase a moa yeso ye yeno and in ya ye crano there will be a balance. We can become a net exporter. Because imports, you're going to be in Castle will be chemo completely because we'll be so on also on your Thai jasmine rice on Kwan Udi. Even though Ghanaian rice is just as good, what I say, and you want to become a net exporter of rice. Now, and you know, say, Commander Sugar Factory, yeah, we're going to bring unrefined sugar, refine it for the West African market. But you have a strategy, yeah, I should, you bring raw material, no, for the sugar factory. And see, at the end of the import substitution, you say, he brought up some of the challenges they have. Also, we need processing plants and slaughtering machines. Now, for instance, live bed, they were kind of saying, life bed. Yankum, no. Na ya be befi na ya nua nsuhye na echeze ya tutu mentakra no na ya twitwa na ya nua di so afi modern society say you could juma we want the chicken in the part we want obi pe drumstick obi pe nichi obi pe tail obi pe eha na eno na mehu say your local poultry eyi entiminye. But the one I almost do free abroche, but I said drumsticks two per 1 kilo. It means more 1 kilo. Now you should say you bit me abroad mafa. No more. Any slaughterhouses, no, no processing plants, no. So now they also bit me a packet chicken, no, the way it is imported abroad, so that and also they are competitive on the local market. But to say they are in share, no, sir. Say all the akokona if you are butchery bar, I was saying to be if we local poultry for now. And here, no, it's ongoing.
Okay. Some other questions on agric. Tell the president to take good care of the agric sector, especially the farmers and the agric extension officers. I believe that the president has answered this particular one for you. But obviously, people want to hear about the voters register today in the Daily Graphic and most of the dailies. It is reported that you did not call for a new voters register in Togo. You called for some changes. Say that how come?
Me see you say na me ECOWAS chairman. Nti na Togo for ebe yom elections. Na ohwe ana em say misunderstanding be e wo mutin opposition na abai. Na ba me se e wose me kokoras e kwas che na me kwohwe ni esisi nsem no enti me koye no one of the concerns e ba e no it was only the voters register, it was even the ballot paper.
Okay,
no more agree on the order in which e wose ye ballot paper no and several other things enti me tie opposition na me kotie abanyafa na me tie electoral commission and they were complaining say there was a problem with the voters register. No Muslim say it was bloated. This was 2 weeks to an election. There's no way I could have called for a new voters register. 2 weeks to an election. We are then compiling new voters register. And finally, you na ye kasa ya and see ye juman, it was agreed, say omu audit register no. And it was agreed for the auditing process to take place before the election. And you push the election back by about a week in order to say Ombinya enough time my audit register no. And to the next time I'm buying no next say Oma your register no ma obia any atehu. They have taken about 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000 names out of the register. I mean kai what it was. But Ombinya assistance from Ekubia from the Francophonie. French speaking countries, normal Francophonie, you know, Nancy and Ghana, so I can count on to me, but we are an associate member. But Francophonie, you know, and the Omo Electoral Commission, it's not say, audit register, no, and clean it up. And I say, Obia, Editu, Musa, Ombet, me, you should register. No, it's one of us, New York, I say, oh, but President Oyekoa's chairman, Okor Togo, he called for a new register. I never called for a new register.
Oh, okay.
And I just took the opportunity to set the record straight.
Oh, okay. And the
Electoral Commission, Ejuma. And president should interfere in this particular issue.
I don't know what sign Editor say registering here relatively young in the Ufuzen Ejuma. And that brings about some contradiction.
Because they register me.
Register EUZ.
Yes.
Young.
Yeah. So you register with EUZ for only one election.
Yes.
I mean, you register so you used to for multiple elections before. And it's true. You register relatively young. Indeed, it's young. But Mr. the issue about register no is a matter for the Electoral Commission. Electoral Commissioner can say, will be an overview on register no. Bring your issue to the Commission. And the India Commission, no, and let them look at the matter. Obviously, on the 30th, they are going to call all the stakeholders, and everybody will state his case. why go on demonstrations and create the impression that, you know, this country will turn upside down? I mean, that's not the way to be a democracy. Democracy is consensus building. It's agreeing to live together. We all cannot have the same opinion. In every society, we will have disagreements. But how we manage the disagreements is what is important. If you decide to become violent because you want what you want to be, it's not a democracy. And you're not living by the rules. And so let's leave it to the Electoral Commission. That's their job.
You're a family man. How do you manage this family and the busy shadows up and down in the country, outside the country? How do you manage it?
No, they don't see me a lot of the time, it's true. But as a result of a modern day technology, I can keep in touch with them, yes. Older boys know we're university, and so we use WhatsApp and everything to communicate with each other. The smaller children, the two of them, Farida and Jesse, are at home with mommy, and so I talk to them regularly from time to time, yeah. And when I'm home, we spend time together, especially sometimes weekends, meaning there's no social program or anything, and so I make sure that many of them spend the time together, and they appreciate that.
Especially when you have said that you are the most luckiest vice president in this country. Your vice president, Papisi Nsada, is there. What did you say?
Very good. Very, very good. Papisi is a very humble, you know, sharp, intelligent. He's an economist. And so, obwami with a lot of the technical backstopping to do with the economy and things, because on your technical on economic matters, only a hands-on with Minister of Finance and more and more on the economy, and that gives me the opportunity to do the more political things, you know. But for him, when I took the ECOWAS chairmanship and I had to be junketing and resolving issues in Burkina Faso and dealing with Ebola and things, you know, I felt okay because I knew that I had, you know, a steady hand, you know, taking control of things.
You've been going for 2016, and you've asked your delegates to vote for you. Will you be 100%?
Inshallah, 100%.
100%. That is, will be a better amount.
Yeah, NDC is a very democratic party.
Oh, okay.
And the you're filing here now. I could have said, me file here. But your party manager said, we are unopposed in power. I was here, you're too also about. And I was here, your delegates, no, at all. And this time, Uber said, your bureau, we've compiled a new register. I just said, wow, also we are member BIA. I just said, Utiminya, Nipa, Emunu. Ebe Didansi, I said, we are member, Utimi register. And to Ebema Udia Koye database mu as a member of our party. And to where we are a member of party Bia and we'll be in the world register also. So it drew your two about for presidential election candidates, no ne parliamentary. We better to Abanibi. Now, you share November 7th as the date for the elections. And to Sadano, Ubia and Idi will register no Subia Betro. And to it means maybe a constituency be Nani Pabe 5,000 and not 6,000. Nasanshi Shemi and the same Yabaya will be also a big opportunity at Tuabano. Na yet me ye nipo sefata. Because Kareno na acquires a small electoral college be. Na Yabaye, you know, now we are Kase or wait or we ma we yes, or influence delegates only at the end. I feel 6,000 delegates go influence your money. And the you feel say, and obey a French IHF. Nia Obedi Kunimno would do so legitimately. Na Nia Obedi Kubono so, and also maybe say, oh, he lost. Na I was a meta minuichi. Na ya kopre abatu anankasa. And to me feel say very good. You would mean say energizing your party so. And to me feel Western Region Central. You would mean say your party for just say almost spirit, you know, across the power. Because they are participating. This is power to the people. I just say, do to me national, Monsa. And the power.
After 100% vote, like you expect, you know, I am the president won't decide who your running mate will be.
Oh, I know who he will be.
Exclusively.
You say?
Exclusively.
Well, it's not correct for me to tell you this and say it when I'm not yet the candidate, because you are here in Shishie. You have a running mate only when you are a presidential candidate. Na minyanya presidential candidate, me party enyanjin tumu. Even though I'm unopposed, or some moto abano, na omukasi ampa omujitum.
Omujitumwa.
Omujitum. Oh no, and yes, I do know there are processes. According to the constitution, the running mate is selected in consultation with the National Executive Committee, and they'll say your friend next meeting. In consultation with the Council of Elders and the National Executive Committee. And if you say you're afraid somebody's name, you know, yes, our consultation, no answer near the Atuja.
His Excellency, the President of the Republic of Ghana, my special guest on the show this morning, you have put it as saying, and I have it here, the ever fulfilling God will speak. That was in 2012. Now, all along, blessed to all of you, you have this process out there. Would you raise a finger into the skies? You always be talking about God in your life, your political career and everything, even when your life was threatened by this man who came with a gun to a church. You were referring to God as your protector and all that. Mr. President, I'm asking you this morning, but at the end of your tenure as President of the Republic of Ghana, are we seeing an evangelist? And what will be the name of your church?
If you be my deacon. But may Jesus God guides my life. He has a hand in who I am today. I mean, he's guided me where I am. Now may Jesus so say he will guide me where he wants me to go. But so I'm a deacon, you better church.
Finally, as you live in the studios and this program is live across the country, wherever everybody is, they hear the sound of the voice of the president, including Bole, where our president comes from. Finally, what will be your message for Santi region and Ghana in general?
I think that we should have hope, we should have belief that this our country is going forward, it's not going backwards. And all the countries that we look at and we admire them because they had a strong belief in their country, that their country would be something that they can be proud of. And so we must be a country of optimists. If you're a pessimist, you can't achieve anything. You must be optimistic that you can do it. And I believe that Ghana will make it. The future looks bright. The medium prospects are good. But we need to have a belief in ourselves that we can do it. And Ashanti is one of the regions that contributes greatly to Ghana's GDP. And the people of Ashanti are wonderful. I feel very much at home here. Most of my friends are Ashantis. And any time I come to Kumasi, I feel like I'm home. I don't want to go back. But I do think that we should all gel together. We are one nation with one destiny. And so all of us, even though we come from different regions, are one and the same people. We are Ghanaians first before anything else. And let's have that hope that we can make our nation great and strong.
I want to say thank you to His Excellency the President of the Republic of Ghana for coming to our studios this morning, GBC Ashanti, Ghana City Radio, and I believe that it's going to be a continuous process where he will visit the regional stations wherever he may find himself. This program was also live on Hello FM, on Capital Radio, on Metro FM, James Massey, and Shine. I want to say thank you to all those who ensured that we had this program, to the Mr. to the original director of GDC, Mr. Sankutia, and everybody who contributed to make sure that the president was here, and then we heard his voice live in the studio. The president, we're wishing you all the best. We'll be following your campaign trail very well, and we ask that the good Lord would be with you.
Thank you.
On this note, we sign off on the Super Morning.